Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together.
We do.
On a Wednesday.
On a hump day. Short week, though.
But it's a short week. I mean, it makes sense.
All good.
We're good, and we're going to have some fun this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club lined up for you, beginning into that in a little bit. Also, want to throw off your whole day? Well, we'll help you. If you're looking to change things up a little bit or something, kind of get into that a little bit later. We have the perfect 4th of July party that they must have these four things.
Oh, good. All right.
We're going to be able to help you check those off. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. Looking forward to diving into that. Got some interesting stuff about Hallmark's Christmas starting early, it seems like. Toby Keith will show up in there, along with what's new in theaters today. We don't get to do that on a Wednesday very often.
Is it ever too early for Hallmark?
Moving on, we also have something, a great article from our friends at Up North News I've been looking forward to diving into. Things that were invented, five things you didn't know were invented in Wisconsin. And I've got along with that a list of other things that were invented here that I thought would be fun to go over, along with the activities kids want their parents to do with them the most. We have that one lined up for you. Bunch of good stories of the day as well. We'll get into our schedule here also, as we've got, as Terry mentioned earlier, a short week. We'll get into that a little bit later as well. Rafter Baseball, I want to talk about also. All that coming up, but I want to get an update with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry. Last month, very busy month for you guys. One of the more busy months of the year, I would imagine. Right, but it's not like things are slowing down over there either.
That's right. Stays like that all the time. Just want to recap something yesterday. We did the deliveries from our diaper drive. So as a reminder, we had a community baby shower, so to speak. Mother's Day to Father's Day, we were collecting diapers, wipes, creams, and paste. And those, two things about it. One, we expanded into Adams County this year. Mm-hmm. So we did our whole service area. And two, we collected nearly 22,000 items.
Wow.
So that's fabulous.
I was not prepared to hear that number. Wow.
Yeah. And it's a pretty significant, like a 30% increase over, you know, last year's. So, and you know, last year was the first year. So we just kind of getting our legs around us and, you know, figuring that out. And so we did those deliveries. Last week we delivered to the WIC program in Adams County. And then yesterday we delivered to the Family Center, First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center, and to the Focus Food Pantry. We were able to deliver, you know, to each of those local here in Wisconsin Rapids about, you know, almost 7,000 items. And, you know, it's really, I mean, who doesn't like going somewhere and giving stuff away? It's almost like sweepstakes prizes.
I was going to ask you, because I know we feel this around here in radio. It never gets old, does it? Being able to drop things
like
that off, do something like that. By the way, perfect tagline of a community baby shower. I love that line. That's fantastic.
Yes. So
great, good story of the day to kick things off.
It was awesome. I mean, like I said, all good, right?
Yeah,
check out our social media, our Facebook page, United Way Southwood and Adams Counties, especially. There's some pictures from yesterday, and we'll be sending out a press release soon with, you know, mm-hmm. some of the thoughts of those who received, you know, mm-hmm. those agencies that received diapers and what that means for their programming.
A big thank you to everybody that donated.
Yeah. And the other cool thing is that we also leveraged a grant to support the diaper drive and distribution. So some of that was included in this 22,000 items. But what we decided to do is hold back a little of that. And we're going to do another diaper drop in September and then another one in November so that the programs aren't getting a mountain all at once. Right, this helps with the continuity of keeping their pantry stocked.
It's really smart.
So you know, really, really looking forward to having the opportunity to do that as well. And then the other, you know, thing that I just wanted to remind folks and touch on is stuff the desk. So mm-hmm. if you are a family or you know a family that qualifies for free and reduced lunch, they also qualify for free school supplies. This is a collaborative effort between Nakusa Schools, Port Edwards Schools, and Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, and of course United Way, to make sure that kids have, you know, the supplies that they need to get started off on the right foot. Registration closes August 1st. Mm-hmm. Once registration is closed, it is closed.
Yes.
It's been open since May 1st. And the reason I feel like I keep bringing this up every time I'm here with you, but, you know, as a reminder, but also registrations are a little bit lighter than what we've been experiencing the last few years. And so we just want to make sure, you know, we're still getting the message out there and promoting it in the same way, but for whatever reason, there's less people registering. And if they don't need it, that's totally fine, right? I mean, that's good. We can use the resources elsewhere. But it is,
imagine that, you know, we would see a huge drop off from last year to this year.
And so then that makes me fearful that on August 2nd, we're going to have all these people saying, I didn't know about it. So so we appreciate, you know, the opportunity to get the word out. But, you know, we're down to a month. So and you know, the other thing is some personal responsibility, right? If you didn't get registered in a 3-month window, then you know that's the best that we can do, because we want to make sure that we're serving and meeting the needs of those who did do the registration. So to register, you visit our website, uwswac.org, and there it's a pretty easy form. We do need information on each student, and then you select your pickup time. It is a drive-through style distribution on August 15th and 16th. So you select when your drive-through time is. And if you need assistance, if you don't have the ability to register on your own, or you don't have, you know, maybe access to a device, it is mobile friendly, but you can call 211 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, of course, with the exception of this Friday. We're letting that team have a holiday, too.
That's good.
But you can call Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And have a resource specialist help you, you know, walk through the form. So you can just give them all the information and they will enter it for you.
There's and if it's getting online that's an issue, you can always go to McMillan Library. There's places like that I would encourage you to, or reach out to us if we can help too. I mean, whoever you need to, let's make sure that the kids are getting the supplies they need. We can help with that any way you need. Let us know.
You know, when I'm going to one add to this that's pretty cool this year, we were hearing from teachers, you know, of course, because we say please review your supply list. So because every first grader, you know, in the whole area is going to get the same supplies, so we asked the teachers to kind of uniform that list a little bit. But one of the things that the elementary teachers are telling us is they need over-the-ear headphones for the kids, because they use those, you know, there's so much being done on Chromebooks, and one student might be working on something different than the student sitting right next to them. So they have to plug in, you know, to do the hearing part. So we were able to leverage a grant, and really big thanks to, you know, all of my partners at the Wisconsin Rapids Noon Rotary Club to provide headphones for all the kindergartners that are registered. So we can't do all of elementary. I mean, they're pricey, but you know, we're trying it as a as a trial, but also with the message that this is the only pair that Stuff the Bus will provide. You know, you need to take care of those.
Yes.
So our goal is that every year going forward, kindergarteners will get the headphones, and then, you know, the expectation is they carry them through elementary, or they have to, you know, their replacement, they would have to purchase themselves. But trying to, you know, look at what are the pricier items on that supply list, because if we can provide headphones and somebody only has to go buy a 50-cent folder, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's a huge trade. So, you know, just a huge shout out to Rotary for being willing to be forward thinking about what the needs of the kids are.
A big thank you to them for many, many reasons, and this being one of them. As a side note, were you thrown by the headphones thing? I wanted to get some supplies years ago for my nephew Mason, and he's a little older than my sister's kids, and he's like, hey, and you can get this, and I need a pair of headphones. And I'm like, come on, man, if you just want headphones, just tell me, I'll get you headphones, but you don't have to tell me they're a school supply.
You know,
I didn't think about that. You know, so much of that stuff I hadn't really thought of. It's a really key item for kids now. It's up there with glue sticks and stuff, like as far as needs.
And I feel like when my kids were coming out of elementary school, they needed them, but they were using earbuds, which are much cheaper than over the ear. But for whatever reason, you know, maybe they just don't work for all kids. Maybe it's sensory. I don't know. But you know, the teachers are specifically requesting over the ear. And frankly, I'm not in the classroom. So I'm not, I have no reason to question, you know what I mean? Like why they're asking for that.
Yeah.
But it seems to be that they hold up better. They're easier to keep track of.
I'll say this. I know that when I first started doing things much more on the air here, I wanted to go. I had big hair, and I didn't want to put a pair of headphones over it. Hey, well, yeah, right. Good point. I had a lot more of it.
We are 80s kids.
Didn't want to get my headphones in and out of the hair all the time. I was catching it and all this. So I tried earbuds, but I could hear everything around me so much more. These cancel out so much more sound having your traditional headphones. So maybe it's a little.
Yeah, it could
I don't
be.
Know.
But
whatever
I just
it is,
think.
We'll get
you know,
them what they need. We'll get
good,
them
on
they need.
Good on Rotary for being willing to step up.
Big thank you to them and a thank you to the United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties. We appreciate the update, Terry. Go to uwswac.org to find out more information. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll wrap up the show with another update from our United Way and appreciate that. Speaking of updates, we are just days away from one of the biggest 4th of July celebrations all of Central Wisconsin, right here in Rapids. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 p.m. and may be viewed along most of the riverbank and downtown area, except for the launch and safety zone of the western bank of the river from the foot of the Grand Avenue Bridge right to the south of the Moravian Church. On 2nd Street South between Grand Avenue and Jackson Street Bridges, the band, the Mill Creek Cow Tippers, will be on stage performing from 6 to 9. Great name. Great name. The national anthem will be sung by Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award winner and nominee Alexis Walton. That's pretty cool. And before the fireworks show begins, she'll be doing that. Food and refreshment vendors will be located on the West Grand Avenue and west side of the river and on 2nd Street South, south of East Grand Avenue and east of side of the river. The Wisconsin Rapid City Band going to be performing outside the Centralia Center at 220 3rd Avenue South. They'll be starting that at 7:30. And of course, there are some rules and regulations and that along with this event. We encourage you to go to wirapids.org to see the complete list. Seth and I will get into that tomorrow, getting a little more in depth in this. And for anybody out there who's like, why is he going over this? We know this. We've been in this town forever. I, every year, hear from somebody, thank you for doing this, because I didn't know this, or this little detail or anything. For those of us that have been in town for a long time, all of this is old hat. We know all this. But there are new people out there that we encourage not only to attend the event, but just even if they're not attending the event, what's going on? Like, it's odd.
What is the date?
If you're new to this area, it's odd the way some things can be, and yet it makes perfect sense and works perfectly for our town here. But, you know, every town does it a little differently, so it's good for us to go over this.
And we have a great celebration. I mean, like, it's so much... The fireworks show, but just all of it is so much better and more robust than we see in other communities. So, you know, and we really encourage people to stay out of that launch zone.
Yes.
Like, you know, that should be a reminder that's not needed. But every year it seems like they're, you know, somebody wants to get a little closer. So there's plenty of riverbank. There's plenty of room. And frankly, you can see them for a long way. So, you know, find a spot that's not...
Yeah.
Not where you shouldn't be.
We'll be going over again the details of this a little bit more tomorrow, Seth and I. Did want a quick reminder that due to the 4th of July holiday, no regular WFHR mornings with WFHR will be playing. We will not have a Culver Star of the Day contest, but we got a good one lined up for you for the following Friday. We'll have alternate programming at 9 a.m., the Sunshine Polka Variety Show. Tim Hubble going to be bringing us an hour of great polka and patriotic polka and all of that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then at 10 a.m., Seth Faces the Music. Looking forward to this one. Seth's got a bunch of great songs about America that he's already on there. He told me a handful of the ones that he's picked out. It's going to be a good one. We got you covered this 4th of July, getting you ready for the rest of the day and the 4th of July celebration and all that right here at 97.5 FM WFHR, home of the only birthday and anniversary club in the area. I keep double checking that just so I can say it if I not.
We'll say it anyway.
We'll say it anyway.
We'll just say the original.
We'll be yes, nicely done. You're good at this. Nicely done. Coming up, the original birthday and anniversary club featuring our friends from El Cafe. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our good friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of those great specials. Today seems like a perfect day for patriotic pancakes. Three of their famous fluffy pancakes topped with strawberries, blueberries, and whipped cream.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, my God. I want that right now.
Yum.
The only thing, like, now, I like pancakes, but if they were waffles, I'd be over there right now. You'd be doing this show by yourself. You'd be trying to figure this board out. You can figure it out. You can do it.
I like chocolate chip pancakes.
I do love
those. But I take all that stuff on the top with it.
Sounds great. Sounds really good. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They got so many great things going on over there. Check it out. Get over to their Facebook page where you can see daily updates. And, of course, you can go to their website as well, lcafewi.com. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community like our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. Get on over there. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI. Or you can call on up, 715-424-2600. If you are listening through the Civic Media app, thank you. And you can text us or call us through the app. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Love live birthdays and anniversaries. In fact, I think this is a great save. Say you forgot a birthday or an anniversary. You call it in, you know, I got to get this in quick because I forgot to get it to him and everything. It just sounds, you know, just play into it. Like, no, I wanted to do it live. I wanted to do it live. It means that much to me. It's that special to me. Go ahead, do it. Go for it. We will help you out with that. Give us a call, everybody. And Terry, I need a one or a two from you.
I'll do two.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Laura's sister, Ruth Berg.
Happy birthday.
Ruth's awesome. Have a great birthday, Ruth. Enjoy your day. We hope you have a fantastic one. And your sister says happy birthday to you. And we wish a very happy birthday to good friend of the station in this community, Martin Quarters.
Oh, Coach Quarters. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I guarantee right now he is living his best. Yeah, like just out there, I believe in Wyoming, and enjoying himself. It's been a little while, but we keep up, keep in contact pretty well, and just a good man who really, really got things going here, hockey wise, as far as the USPHL goes with our River Kings.
Very much so.
There's nobody that in this town that is a fan of that team that could tell you we don't know where they would be without Marty Quarters. I don't know. I'd like to think that things would be just fine, but I don't know. You needed a bulldog in there, man. You needed somebody that could really get things done. And a good guy, good with people. And I know that these two have talked and everything, and I'm so proud that that has kept going with GM and head coach Paul. Where we've got just another bulldog in there, and we got another guy in there fighting to keep building hockey up and down the river with our River Kings. Looking forward to Coach joining us again soon. And yeah, we got to catch up with Marty. I should reach out to him and see if he wants to join us on Playmakers. So I'm just touch base with him. It's been a while.
Still involved in hockey. I mean, nice to hear what it's like out there.
Hockey people don't ever retire. They never retire. Gordie Howe was in his 70s, literally playing organized hockey still. Like, just don't retire. There's no way of it. Enjoy your day, man. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Angie Walton.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Hope you have a good day, Angie. Enjoy the day. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthday with, looking at local at celebrities. Margaret Robey is 35. Barbie and Harley Quinn and Wolf of Wall Street and so many other movies she's been in. She is a solid actor. Solid actor. I feel like she's one of those ones where I see her doing really like good work. I haven't seen Barbie, but I saw some of the trailers of it and I mean the scenes from it and everything. And certainly love her as Harley Quinn. She's fantastic in that role. I haven't seen her do a bad job and everything. Tanya, the movie she got an Oscar nomination for playing Tanya Harding and everything. It is some really stellar work from her that I didn't even know she had that gear in her. It was really impressive. And I don't think we've seen even her best yet. She's 35. I don't think she's really even hit her prime yet when it comes to acting-wise and everything. Whatever you want to say looks-wise, that's somebody else's business. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the talent and the skill this woman has, and I think it's only getting better.
I'm not sure if I should admit this, but I did see Barbie. But she was great in there.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. I heard that movie's for everybody. I've heard like a lot of people enjoyed that movie, so I wouldn't be shy about that one. Lindsay Lohan is 39. Much more talented than I think she's ever going to get credit for. She's a good actor. I've seen her on SNL. I've seen her in movies. She does a really good job. She's very solid. You can see the child actress in her and the training and some of those things. Certainly a lot of off-the-field issues and a lot of other stuff that went on with her. But that being said, I don't know. If you know what it's like to be a child actor, please call in and explain to us all those things. Because it's one of those things I have a hard time judging anybody that grew up like that. And I would love to say, hey, you should act right, you should do this, do that, and everything. And I mean, it doesn't seem that hard to be a good person in certain things. And at the same time, I have no idea what it's like to grow up like that. I have no idea what it's like to be, in that kind of spotlight.
But being a good person isn't a bad aspiration.
Feel like it's hard.
Regardless of what your background has been.
At 39, though, it's weird to think that her career would be over. As an actor. So I'm hopeful for her, that she can still continue to go on to work and all that. Ashley Tisdale is 40. Sharpay in High School Musical movies, Savannah in CW show Hellcats, and she was in a couple of things. Michelle Branch is 42. Biggest solo hit Everywhere. She spent some time in the country duo The Wreckers, a band that we played before on the Sunrise Show and stuff. A good artist right there. Yancey Butler is 55. Her father was the drummer for the Love and Spoonful. She's been in a couple movies, Witchblade and a couple of others. Oh wow. Jose Canseco is 61, one half of the Bash Brothers. One of the bigger stars when we were kids. The Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco and the Bash Brothers, all of that. He's turned into a joke now, but it's those of us that got to see him play or remember his he was the first guy to go 40-40. He was an incredible athlete. How much of it was roids or not, I don't know, and none of us know. Only he knows. Actually, he may not even know.
Probably not.
He ain't going into the Hall of Fame, that's for sure. And it's a shame because it was a fun time of baseball watching those A's teams. I was a big Ricky Henderson fan, so I was part of it. But it's weird to think of when I was a kid first seeing him and Mark McGwire with the Popeye forearms, bashing forearms, and to think of, I would never have imagined this guy would become a joke now. Not only the way he's handled his career, not only the way he handled the steroid conversations and everything, which in some ways he needs to be given a little bit of credit because he was kind of one of the first people to be really, really open about some of that stuff, or as open as anybody was. But there is a meme of when he was playing for the Texas Rangers and he was playing outfield and he's going for a ball and it hits him on the head and goes over the ball. And that's all anybody knows about him. That this is a guy who went, the first guy to go 40-40, certain things about him that are incredible, and that's all anybody thinks of was Jose Canseco anymore. That and steroids. It's funny. You just never know where your legacy is going to go. Where you start out the gate in such a strong way. It looks like I'm just get your Hall of Fame speech ready because you're going to go in. And now it's like, no. I don't even think he's in the Oakland A's Hall of Fame. Brett the Hitman Hart is 68, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. The best there ever is, the best there ever was, the Hitman. WWE Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah. Oh, those sunglasses.
Totally.
My favorite was him and the Bulldog, when him and the British Bulldog were working together and all that. One of my favorite wrestlers when I was a kid, and one of the greatest stories in wrestling is him getting, jerked over by McMahon and the job in Montreal and all that. What I think is really cool, too, is seeing him. He did a really good interview with Stone Cold on his podcast. And this is a guy who he knows his legacy's set. He's not worried about any of that. So it's not just that he's being open about things and sharing stories that nobody would share at his age or, you would think we would. It's more so the kindness that he shows that I find to people he doesn't have to. But this is the Hitman. This is Bret the Hart. I wouldn't expect. I wouldn't say that he is softened or anything. Just has perspective, and it's really cool to see that. We don't get to see that very often, especially with athletes.
So you're
and yes, wrestlers are athletes.
He's different than the Hitman you're used to.
Yeah, very much, very much. Still got the hair though. Still got the hair. Still got the long hair. And WWE Hall of Famer, one of the best ever was. Let's see here. Larry David is 78. Wow. Is anybody surprised Larry David is only 78? Because it feels like he's been 78 as long as he's been in the public eye.
All right, who is that?
Larry David, one of the creators of Seinfeld. He was he had a very popular show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, on HBO for a while. Longtime comedic writer, one of the better resumes you'll ever see in comedy, and just a hilarious human being. A big fan of Larry David. Really. I think that society, and I am a little biased on this one, I think society is better off when we have our old Jewish man to kind of like just be that sarcastic voice we all need. Yes, I am a little biased on this one, but there's a lot of great ones in history. And I think, every once in a while you need one to pop up. Larry David did. He's a good one. And as far as people, Richard Petty is 88. I don't want to skate past one of the greatest looks in sports history, not NASCAR, sports history. I didn't grow up in a NASCAR household. My uncle watched it, so I watched a bunch of races with him and everything, and I knew a little bit of who Richard Petty was and Dale Earnhardt and some of those guys. But I didn't need to watch any NASCAR to know who Richard Petty was. That's how popular he was. That's how famous that look was.
How NASCAR even for legend. The city kid.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. He retired in 92 with 200 victories, almost twice as many as the next driver.
That's awesome.
It's an incredible career for Richard Petty. And still very involved in NASCAR, still working with a lot of guys, and still being a very good voice for the sport. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we wish a great one to everybody celebrating out there. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe today. Get on over there. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more Morning Show right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. An 80s Wednesday for you with Terry and James hanging out. Hope you all are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. If you are having a rough morning, you might just be ready for a long weekend. I think you and Pam were just talking about that.
We were.
Or you skipped one of these things. We are going to help you keep up on that. A poll by the mattress brand Nautipect? I don't know. I don't know mattresses. I don't sleep. Asked people to name little things that can throw your whole day off. So things that you really want to keep up on in your morning routine, otherwise they can really throw off the whole darn 24 hours ahead. Not having coffee because you forgot or didn't have time. That is a big one for people. How important is the caffeine as opposed to the routine? You know, because I don't know that the coffee, I drink coffee and it wakes me up or anything like that necessarily. But when I don't have it, I don't necessarily feel tired, but I feel off. You know, that feeling, you just feel like something's not there.
Yeah.
Or you're a half a step off or something like that. If I don't have my coffee, I feel that way. But I don't really think that I need it for the energy. I think it's so much more about, I've literally been having coffee in the morning since I was little, which I shouldn't have, obviously. But
stunt your growth.
Yeah, which... Oh,
well, it's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, apparently at 6'1", how tall would I have been? I wonder how much of that it is for people. Everybody's a case by case. It's different for everybody, but I do wonder how much that is.
Yeah, I think caffeine affects different people differently. You know, I as a general rule, I don't drink caffeine, but back when I did, I mean, I would get like a headache if I didn't. And some people that don't experience that, but I think some just have that expectation of the extra kick, and it works. You know, others, caffeine doesn't even affect them. I know people that drink coffee, like caffeine coffee, like 8 o'clock at night. And it
I've done
them.
That. Yeah, and it's same. Yeah, it doesn't really seem to matter to me. I think with all of these, it is about that morning routine, and that is a big part of your day because your brain is just waking up, and it has to have things that it can just fall back on. Your body doesn't need to wake up and like, oh yeah, how do I breathe again? It just does it. Your routine is very similar to that, and when you take one of those things out, it can really throw off your day. For me, I would say the biggest, even before coffee. I get up, I got to throw some cold water in my face, and I need to brush my teeth. I'm big about brushing my teeth. As soon as I'm done eating a meal, I want to get over there and get my teeth brushed. I don't know if I'm weird about it, if other people are like this, but I've just always been this way.
I am literally straight to the shower. Like, I go right from my bed to the shower.
Yeah. It's, whatever the routine is, that can be one of them. Forgetting to brush your teeth, jumping in the shower, not drinking any water, which is one of my biggest ones that I forget to do all the time. I have, like, water bottles around me in my office and in different places just to try to remind me, hey, by the way, your body needs this. Your body needs it. Not showering. There you go, Terry. There's another one. Skipping your morning workout. I have found that I have to. Some days I do my workout in the morning. Some days it's in the afternoon.
I'm more evening.
Yeah,
just based on, I don't know, convenience and my routine.
A lot of people talk about, in fact, Stephen and Katrina and I were just talking about this on Rapid Support the other day from Family Natural Foods, that, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, dip that we all kind of feel energy-wise. That's when I usually do my workout. I find that that is that second jolt, or often, let's be honest, that often that 18th wind I need.
2 or 3 in the afternoon for you, though, is probably like 5 or 6 for the rest of us, based on when you get up.
So it kind of works for me.
Yeah.
The survey found the average morning routine takes 30 minutes, and it takes 25 minutes before we feel fully awake, which is insane.
So, zombie land?
Yeah, I guess so. It also found waking up on the wrong side of the bed is a real thing. 37% of people can tell if they're about to have a bad day within the first 10 minutes of waking up. How much of that is, walking around with your fists clenched? How much of that is, like, if you think you're going to have a bad day, don't be surprised if you have a bad day.
And if it's in the first 10 minutes that you're awake, spend the next 5 minutes changing your frame of mind.
Yeah, yeah. So much of life is perspective. So much of it is. And I'm not saying this like I'm preaching. I need to take my own medicine. I'm just as bad as most people out there. I might be worse than some people out there when it comes to this stuff. So please don't take it like I'm preaching here or anything like that. I need to do it too. But it's one of those things that you really do. You are in many, many ways the master of your own surroundings. There's only so much you can do about the outside world, but you can do a lot about how you react to the outside world. Turning a bad day into a good one is possible. The top things that can prevent a bad day are eating a good breakfast, getting some fresh air, drinking water, taking time to stretch. And guess what? You can do all of those things even if you think you're having a bad day. Or say you have a bad morning, but you know what? I'm going to have a good rest of the day. Or vice versa to that. It's all in, I understand that there's only so much we can control. You get fired from your job or the dog runs away or something like this.
Well, those are legit bad day things.
Yeah, yeah. And it's okay to have that too. I think that's another thing that we need to be okay about in life. Guess what? Today's going to be a bad day. It's only 24 hours. Tomorrow's all brand new one. You can start all over. Start giving yourself some grace. We need to give each other grace as much as we need to give ourselves grace.
I think there's enough stuff fighting against us during a day to decide it's going to be a bad day before you get out of bed.
That seems a little, it seems like,
there's enough bad days otherwise.
And I don't know that that's going to help you, Eddie. I don't know that that's going to change anything for you enough. When we come back, we're going to get into the perfect 4th of July party. Must have these 4 things. We are going to make sure that you have, get your checklist ready, everybody. Get your checklist. One of them is 80s music. I believe that. I don't know if it's on the list. I did not pre-read that. But I think 80s music should be on there if it is not. We'll come back with that and plenty more for you on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. Any one of those places sound nice.
Right.
I will go to any one of those.
Wouldn't turn down any of them.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Terry and James hanging with you. We'll take you to the top of the hour. 10 o'clock hour, going to kick off some entertainment news, get into that. Got some other fun stuff lined up in there. Want to get into, like, the some great inventions from Wisconsin. 5 things you didn't know were invented in Wisconsin. An article we'll be getting into from our friends at Up North News, and plenty more. Got a lot of other great things, like the top 10 activities kids want to do with their parents. We'll see if we got time for that one. We'll get an update from our United Way, go over our schedule and plenty more. Right now, we are all building up for 4th of July Friday. It's fun. We don't get this on a Friday very often. Looking at next year, it'll be on a Saturday. That's kind of fun. Nice. Looking forward to that. It's going to be good. Terry, have you ever thrown a 4th of July party? I've never even like hosted one or like even helped set one up before.
Oh, yeah. We have over the years. Mm-hmm. Some bigger, some small. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes just some friends come over, just chill by the pool. Yeah. And then, but we always come into town for mm-hmm. fireworks because they're fabulous.
Yeah. Well, if you're throwing a 4th of July party, a new poll found it won't be a perfect one unless it has these four things. 2,000 people were asked to name the top must-have things at a 4th of July party. So the top things we'd be bummed not to see there. 2,000 is a pretty good number. That's a pretty good number for that one.
Yeah, I'm curious how I did here. Yeah. See if I have all four.
Number one, classic barbecue foods. You can get fancy if you want, but half said that they'd be bummed if things like burgers and hot dogs were not an option.
Yeah, I think you have to grill something. I mean, I don't even, you know, it wouldn't have to be that. Although, I will say there have been some 4th of Julys where those of us doing the food have said, ugh, let's do crock pots instead of grilling. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I might have pre-grilled in the morning, so we didn't have to do it during.
I will accept Sloppy Joe's. I think that is a good alternative to if you're not going to have either of these. But I do. I think actually, number one, this is not pre-reading, but looking a little bit ahead here, that's definitely the number one for me.
It's
you got to have those foods. One or the other, if not both. Fireworks. It's not possible in some areas, don't break any laws, but it's next on the list as far as what these 2,000 people had recommended and everything. I know this is one of I doubt there's even two other people out there that are going to be with me on this one, but I'm kind of bored with fireworks. I'm sorry.
Oh, I like
I'm 48 and I've seen them all and I don't know anymore. And being honest with everybody, I also have in the back of my mind our veterans that struggle with PTSD, a lot of our animals out there, little kids, my sister when I was growing up. Jillian, now she likes fireworks, but when she was really little, it was traumatic for her. It was triggering for her and everything. She's all right now and everything. Her and her boys love it. So I have all of that. I wholeheartedly admit all of that and that I am no fun and you know all that but I want to be honest with the audience too about this one because I feel like this is one of those things where it like I remember the first year I said something like this and I had somebody say something to me that I don't get offended very easy. It's really hard to offend me, but they said they thought it was un-American and they might have said it a little bit jokingly even now that I you know thinking about it, but I get a little defensive about that one. I am very, very proud of this country, very patriotic, and you don't come from a military family and not have those things. So that is something that I feel like if you say anything negative about certain things, you worry about that in this environment today. But just being honest about it, I think it's okay to say if you do or you don't like them. It doesn't have anything to do with the 4th of July. It's just something we've attached to the 4th of July. Great music is another must-have. So make sure you got that playlist ready. Melissa and I yesterday were going over a bit of that. There's a lot of good ones for the 4th of July. Seth is going to have some good music for you this Friday with Seth Face the Music. Or maybe you just want to listen to some good polka here in Wisconsin. Well, Tim's got that for you. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., be listening. We got some great music for you this Friday to get your 4th of July morning started, right? Is music one of those things you feel like you got to...
Oh, yeah, I think so. I was just thinking through where we run into maybe some struggle is like the diversity of age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like us and then kids. And then so it's like I feel like there's multiple music opportunities going on.
715-424-2600 is a touch of two-way in the Civic Media app. Any song recommendations for people out there, I think this would be great. But I also want to know, I think it's really important for parents, adults and everything to include kids, have things for kids to do and stuff. However, I feel like with music, this is the one section where if you do include kids, great. If you do think about that, wonderful, more power to you. But if you just want to play your own music, I mean, this is the one category to me that I feel like is a right of parents to be able to just play that 80s or 70s music if you want. I know our parents did. My dad, you know, did my mom and dad care about me and my brother and sister's opinions? Absolutely. Would that stop them from playing any songs? No. No, they were still going to play whatever they wanted to play. I feel like as a parent, I feel like this is the one category. Go ahead and play that music you want to play.
I feel like we will have different music going on outside than inside. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like there'll be different streaming going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But nowadays, absolutely, yeah. And outdoor games. Cornhole is a safe bet. There is
ladder ball. I think a lot of people have that. Yeah.
Having something to do. Having something to keep people getting up and moving and everything. Whatever that is. Bocce.
Volleyball. Spike ball.
It was always volleyball in my family. We would always have a game of volleyball going. And horseshoes. Horseshoes was the other one we did all the time. I love horseshoes. That's a fun one. There's all kinds of good games out there. I imagine that now in 2025, there's probably ones I don't even know about. But there's plenty of stuff to do. The poll also looked at the top 4th of July foods. The most popular mains are burgers, hot dogs, chicken, ribs, and sausage. And they obviously didn't do this in Midwest, otherwise brats would be on there.
I wonder if they lumped that in sausage.
Nah, probably. I don't like when they do that.
I don't either.
Two very different things.
Yeah.
The most popular sides are potato salad, chips, baked beans, deviled eggs, and coleslaw. I would say that I don't know if I've ever been to a 4th of July or a picnic without coleslaw. I don't believe I've ever been to one. Now, maybe somebody didn't bring one and it just magically showed up. Because I don't know if it counts if you don't have coleslaw. I'm not sure. It's 715-424-2600. Can you call it a picnic or a 4th of July celebration if you don't have coleslaw? I don't know if you can. Or at least potato salad.
I was going to say, for us, it's potato salad.
And that might even be what I'm thinking of, is potato salad. You got to have potato salad.
One
otherwise,
is potatoes, one is cabbage.
Well, I don't eat either, so...
I mean, they're not even close, other than they both have, like, they're both salads.
And if you can't tell, then I don't eat either. There you go. There's your perfect evidence of it. Is there anything you think they're missing there, Terry? Anything that you make sure that you have at yours?
No, not necessarily. Usually fruit. We usually have fruits, too. But
fruit salad, you know, like is another salad, one of those. Yeah. You got to have a fruit salad.
That is also different from coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. We seem to run into this in my family a lot, at least on my Italian side of the family. Where one of my aunts was bringing, let's just say, coleslaw, and the other one brought coleslaw, and then there would be a fight. Like, you knew I was bringing the aunt, you knew I was bringing the coleslaw, or whatever. And it would happen year after year, and I never understood why they didn't just, like, you know, hey, you bring this, I'll bring this, or I don't know.
I think, like, for a picnic, like, you know what I mean, if you're just doing a kind of a potluck kind of party, then it's like, well, whatever, there's going to be duplicates. For a bigger meal, you know, like maybe like a Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter dinner, then I feel like we are more intentional of, you know, tell us what you're bringing so we don't have duplicates.
One thing that I can remember as a kid, because oftentimes, especially with family out of state and everything, when I was younger and we had more family around, to be honest, more family members alive, we would have our family reunion oftentimes right around the 4th of July, and it would almost be a combination of the two. Sometimes it felt like it was almost too many people. Do you think you could have a part with too many people, a 4th of July party with too many? So I feel like we pushed the limit on that.
I think it depends on your
one.
Location. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, like maybe size of the yard. Mm-hmm. What if it does rain? Where will all these people go? You know, like those kinds of things. But I don't know.
And one last one I want to throw in here, and this is just one I'm throwing in. I know that the tradition is if somebody's not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, they're pinched. That one is here or there to me. I almost feel like we should more so have one for the 4th of July, that if you don't have red, white, or blue on, or all of the above, there should be like a pinch or something like that. I feel like it should be more so that.
You get touch people anymore.
Oh, no, you can't do that. No. But as far as a thing or something, something like that. How would we do it? I don't know. There's got to be some way of doing it that's safe nowadays. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm sure we will. We can trust society. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I want to know where the apple pie is on that list.
That's a good one. See, there we go. I knew there was something we were missing.
Yeah,
there's apple pie. There's that might be something else.
I think I'm charged with apple pie this year because we have a good friend whose birthday is on the 4th. So I'm always the baker. So I always just, you know, accommodate. And that person's not necessarily necessarily a cake person. So, yeah, this year the request was apple pie.
That's a good one. That's a good one. A 21-year-old British woman rode 4,366 miles across the Atlantic Ocean, becoming the youngest person to ever do so and earning 3 gold world records in the process. Wow. Zara Lachlan set out Lagos, Portugal, in her 24-foot boat and rowed 4,366 miles, 3,794 nautical miles to Kenya, French Guinea, a trip lasting 97 days, 10 hours, and 20 minutes.
Ugh.
Man.
Wow.
Lachlan earned 3 Guinness World Records in the process. First female to row across the Atlantic from Europe to South America. Youngest person to row solo across the Atlantic from Europe to South America. And the youngest person to row any ocean solo. That's incredible. Quote, I just really enjoyed the whole experience. I thought I would be a lot more scared than I was, she told Guinness World Records.
That's what I was going to say. I think that'd be scary.
Yeah.
And 97 days?
Man. Lachlan said she rode for at least 17 hours on every day of her journey, never sleeping more than 90 minutes at a time. So I hope she's taking a nap right now. I hope she's that's the only thing she hopes she's doing. That doesn't work for everyone, quote, but I'm young and I know I can work off that amount of sleep.
Well, yeah. She doesn't in her first 10 minutes say it's going to be a bad day.
Right. Yeah. there's some great video of this, too, that she took and that is going around social media and everything. But she's a very impressive young lady.
That is amazing.
What I have not found is what inspired her to do this. I'm really looking for I want the origin story here. I want the beginnings of where'd this come from? Where'd she get the idea to do this? Yeah,
what would make you think this is viable?
And not to say that she needed to do this, but so often it feels like when people do these things, they're doing this to raise awareness about something, and I haven't seen anything like that. So I'm not saying she did or didn't do it for those reasons. I would like to find out. Just a really, really fascinating young human being. And with somebody like this, too, you know, she's so young. She did this now. I wonder what else is, in the future for her.
What are we going to see from her in the future? For sure.
It's pretty. The other part of this, too, though, what do you do for a second act? That's a hard one to follow up that young in life. Like, okay, so what are you going to do next? That's tough. That's a good one. Quick reminder, everybody, that we will not be broadcasting on WFHR. We will not have any of our live programming. We will have a Rafter baseball, though, for you. A little bit of an earlier start time. Rafters will be playing at 2:50 on Friday. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on Playmakers today from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Michael will be with me, I believe, today. I want to talk a little bit about the Rafters game yesterday and the sweep that they had of the Mallards earlier in the week. All that coming up for you and more show coming up for you right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.